Hey, welcome back to Union Weekly. I'm Xander.
I'm Haley.
I'm Mr. S.
This week we will be discussing coming to middle school from an elementary and the change and how it is. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Union Weekly Podcast.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
So, middle school, it's honestly a pretty big change from elementary, I would say, because you're coming from a completely different school. There's new people. You're with, I want to say, like, three times more people?
Yeah.
Assuming that you had a very small grade or... Because a lot of kids that I went to school with did not come to Union.
Same.
Besides the Spanish immersion.
Well, and here's the thing, too. In elementary, you're used to, like, one teacher with maybe your specials teachers.
Your brain boosters.
Yeah. And so coming to a school where now you have a locker, you have six class periods a day, you're moving around. Coming to this new big building is a thing on its own. It's a change of pace, and the quicker you can adjust, the easier it gets. Then again, I think our sixth grade teachers are really good about helping you adjust to the life of a middle school student.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
because they know you're coming from elementary.
Yeah.
Yeah, my elementary only had 70 kids in my grade.
What?
Going from 70 to 300 was...
How many teachers were in the grade?
There was three.
Wow, those small classes. That would be nice.
Yeah, there was only like 20 in my class, I want to say.
Wow.
It was nice. Like, but it was also the 30. COVID year.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of kids moved online.
No, I still had 20 sense. To 30.
Well, and another big thing, I know for me anyway... Years and years and years ago. One of the biggest changes was no recess.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, so when I was in school, at least where I was living at the time, you left elementary at the end of your sixth grade year.
That's and so for my parents.
We're 7, 8, 9, and so I had an extra year of recess, and my sixth grade teacher was awesome. And then I'm... moved right next door because our junior high was right next door to my elementary, and I made sure I took PE so that way I could have some form of a recess.
In fifth grade, I didn't do much during recess. I walked around. There was nothing to do.
I was the kid in the corner.
Oh, I was the kid that was acting like it was the Super Bowl, and we would play football every recess, and then. When it became basketball season, it was like I was in the NBA finals. And it became spring and we played football again. Or we actually got dodgeball banned at my school because of how brutal we were.
We got tag banned at my school.
Oh, well, I'd never heard of that one being banned.
Because kids might have been wrestling each other.
Oh, I believe it.
We didn't get anything banned at my school.
Oh, we also got wall ball banned.
Yeah, and I would have never imagined that. For us, it was dodgeball. And we were prevented from playing tackle football, even though we really wanted to.
Well, I think the biggest thing is really going from one teacher to six teachers, because now you have all these brand new faces, and you have a new one every hour.
And you can't forget electives, too, like A and B days.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll be. I don't know if they're going to have A and B days.
I don't know what the plan is. There's been discussions. But even so, though, like, the fact that you're moving from different teachers to different teachers, I actually like that more.
Same.
Because it's like you get different teaching styles.
Mm-hmm. You get up and move around.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
You gotta move around. It's just, I don't know. Staying in the same room all day would be nauseating for me. Then again, like I'm in my room as a teacher, but it's like, it's mine.
And you have new faces in here every hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even have a classroom my fifth grade year. I was in a portable.
Those suck.
And the Wi-Fi would go out because some high schoolers would come and just throw things at the wires over the weekend. So we had to sit outside.
See, here's the thing. That was never a thing when I was in elementary. Wi-Fi. Who needed Wi-Fi? We didn't have... Like, if we needed to use the computer, you had to go to the computer lab. And we didn't have Chromebooks.
My school had iPads.
Oh.
My school had iPads for up until third grade. And then one got dropped on my foot. Even though we got told, don't drop them.
That's fun.
No.
Y'all live in a very, very different age then.
Yeah. Well, I'd also say a lot of kids think it's more scary than it really is.
Yeah, it's really not that scary.
It's not. I mean, sure, you're going to be with bigger kids now. You're not the top of the school anymore.
Yeah, but still, I've always been someone who kind of likes to, I'm like Batman because I like to be in the shadows. And so I felt like I could hide more at a middle school, at a high school. I could kind of blend in a lot more, so that way I wasn't like, because at an elementary school where maybe you are the top dog, or where you've got a lot less students, like you stand out for good or bad because there's not a whole lot of you. But at a middle school, like I like to just blend in and not draw a whole lot of attention to myself as a kid. And so I felt like middle school and especially high school, I could just blend in and not be out in the forefront unless I put myself out there.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see what you mean by that.
Yeah.
I would say the pod idea helps with making friends too.
Yeah.
But you also cannot see your other friends.
Mm.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. You just got, I mean, I know the biggest thing, problems as teachers we've been having this year with the pods is that you'll go back and forth between the pods and like the students from my pod will go upstairs and will just cause problems for the teachers upstairs. Like it's one thing for you to go upstairs and just hang out and talk. But what happened the whole first semester was not that for the most part. A few of them ruined it. And so it's like, well, no, never mind then. We're not going to let you. The few ruin it. So I guess some advice for you incoming sixth graders, don't go be a problem in pods. Like if you're just chill with things, teachers will give you more and more freedom.
Definitely.
But as soon as like one or two people ruin an entire experience, then teachers have to start cracking down a lot more and start taking away freedoms.
Like gum.
Yeah. Well,
gum was already a rule.
No, it was the beginning of the year. We could have gum.
Yeah, and the thing about it too, I've got a bunch of mixed feelings, just because gum in and of itself isn't bad, but people are putting it places, and we've got this nice new building. Like, despite its quirks and how
garage doors
just massive. Yeah, I don't like the garage doors. That's me.
What about the slanted roof?
I don't really, that doesn't affect me. Like, but there's other things that are quirky, and it is what it is. But regardless, it is a fantastic building.
Definitely.
That a ton of your parents' taxpayer dollars went into funding. And so, like, the way buildings get turned old and decrepit and nasty is by you mistreating them. And so we want this to last. I mean, how old was the old Union building?
54 years old.
We want this one to last longer than that.
With no asbestos.
Yeah, well, yeah. We want this one to last a lot longer. I mean, granted, that old Union building was built in the 70s.
Actually, the 60s.
60s? Oh, it was 68, if I remember.
It opened up.
So we've obviously come a long way since then in building standards and health and safety standards.
Asbestos is no longer a problem.
So, like, we're hoping that this building lasts 60, 70 years. My high school back home is now in it. Just past 100 years old, the building itself, and it's still fine because for the most part, it's treated fine. And it was kind of, I mean, for 100 years ago, it was, I mean, it's been built on since then and updated, and, but still, like, you take care of things and they last forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have anything to say, Haley?
No, I do not.
I think one thing you incoming sixth graders are going to notice is there's a lot more options and things for you to do. As we have clubs, which I don't think you have in elementary. My school didn't have any.
I don't remember.
Mine had no clubs, but there was like orchestra after school that you could sign up for.
Well, orchestra is an actual class here, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you've got orchestra, you've got band.
Theater,
you've got
choir,
Bobcat Market, you get some marketing classes,
art, ceramics,
foreign languages.
Only Spanish.
Is it just Spanish here?
Yeah, but you have to be a dual.
I think they come from my school.
Okay.
Yeah, so Silver Mesa, if you're in DLI, you'll be here at Union.
Yeah. Just a lot of different options to choose from, as well as your core classes. Weightlifting is an option
for seventh graders.
Seventh and I guess eighth graders. Mm-hmm. But regular PE with Mr. Penrod.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I loved it.
You get to do, Coach Penrod does a lot of different games than your traditional sports, which makes it kind of fun and unique. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's what I love about. Once you get to secondary instead of elementary education, secondary, you kind of get to branch off more. And then y'all will learn this if you decide to go to college, that then it's like the ultimate branch off. I mean, you still have requirements that you have to do, but like, then it's like, okay, I have this whole list, this whole catalog of hundreds of classes.
Dang.
So this is just the tip of the iceberg, preparing you for the steps
and
forward.
I thought the amount that we had to choose for high school was a lot.
Oh, no.
They have 40 clubs at Hillcrest.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot. Like, Union has a lot, and it's really cool for middle school kids. But when you get to high school, man, your options even open up even more.
Well, I'll say this, too, for you saying Hillcrest has 40 clubs, and that's nothing. Hillcrest is a 4A school. So it's kind of in the middle in terms of size in Utah, because we go up to 6A classification, and your classification is based off your school population size. Mm-hmm. Imagine going to a school like, the only school in Canyon School District that is in the highest classification in the state is Corner Canyon.
Corner, that makes sense.
So imagine going to school at Corner Canyon, and imagine how many clubs and sports and after school stuff that they have.
Oh my gosh.
And they're one of the larger, they're one of the top, I think 6A goes up to like 18 schools, the biggest 18 schools or so. So it's one of the, so imagine how much they have.
Dang.
Or like you go to a smaller school, like if you drove out to like Grantsville or Duchesne or Morgan, how much less you would have just because it's a smaller population.
Yeah.
So I think at Hillcrest, you're right in the, and here at Union too, we're in the right kind of mix. We're not too big, but we're not too small.
Yeah.
Straight smack in the middle.
And we're like Goldilocks.
I think this upcoming year, you incoming sixth graders are lucky because now the school will be figured out. We'll have this new building figured out. There's going to be more clubs like improv. Yeah, there's going to be lots of options for you guys, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
And the so-called Ninja Warrior course.
You know, it'll be done.
Yeah.
It is done.
But, I don't know if sixth graders will be allowed to be on it yet.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Ginger going to be what?
I don't know. I know this. Mr. Cap and I have been talking about different clubs that we kind of want to do together if we have the time. And And there's some pretty fun ones that we've kind of talked about. And so there's going to be a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Secondary is awesome because you just get so many options.
Yeah. Well, Haley, if you could give a word of advice to your sixth grade self, what would you say?
It's actually not scary. I thought it was going to be so different. It was literally nothing how I thought. It was
better.
Kind of boring, to be honest.
I mean,
I'll tell it you have Mr. those
days.
Ev.
Yeah, you have those days. Yeah. I get that.
Because I also didn't have, like, I still stuck with the same group of friends, too.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be so much different. No, it wasn't. It was. Mm.
I'll tell you this. If I could go back to my, for me, it would be seventh grade because that's when I moved to secondary.
Yeah.
But if I could go back, I would just say branch out and try more things. Because there are so many things I wish I would have at least tried
mm-hmm.
or stuck with. Like I, my first seventh grade, I started in the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in the band. It was, and looking back, I quit after that year. I quit playing.
What instrument
do you think I played?
I don't know.
Trumpet?
Yeah, I did play the trumpet. That's because my dad played the trumpet in high school and could have gone to college to play the trumpet. But so I wanted to. But I just didn't, I didn't have a good experience in the band class, partially because the teacher was a little weird. Partially because I didn't give it the shot that it deserved. Partially because my friends made it tough for me to focus. And so if I would have stuck with it, I think it would have been a lot more fun. I would have enjoyed it. Maybe if I would have practiced more, I would have enjoyed it more. I was just too focused on other things.
Mm. For me, it would be... I was actually excited to come to middle school. I was kind of sick of elementary.
Yeah, I could see you do that.
I would say grades are a big deal, but don't make them too much of a big deal.
Yeah.
Because you could, they don't make or break your life. Like, no. It's not going to affect your personal life. They matter. However,
too late for me.
Don't make them matter too much.
Yeah.
That's still have fun.
Into a habit where just turning your work on time.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly turning your work on time. Start creating good habits of time management.
Mm-hmm. They'll become important in high school and yeah. grades actually matter.
And even in high school, though, like, I mean, turning work on time, study, it's really, it's a game and you have to learn to play the game.
Mm.
That's what it is. It's a game that we call life in high school and middle school. And if you learn to play it and learn to maneuver it,
mm-hmm.
It's like when you first learn to play chess or any game that you like, you learn there's tricks and tips to help you move forward so that way you're not stuck behind. And that's school, is if you can find out a few things, then boom, you're good.
Yeah.
It's a game.
Well, I think that's all we got for this week.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for listening, and we will see you guys on another episode.